Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Now, we will shortly be hearing from Richard Boyd-Barrett on from People Before Profit on why himself and his colleague Paul Murphy stood at the end of Volodymyr Zelensky's speech but didn't applaud. But first, if you think you're busy in the run-up to Christmas, spare a thought for thousands of delivery drivers and postal workers sorting cards and parcels around the clock to make sure everything gets to you on time. Our reporter John Cook joined the sorting lines at Unpus at Lone Mail Centre to find out more. So how did you get on, John?
Well, Katie, if I was ever in doubt about how big online shopping has become, I'm not anymore, because the number of parcels Unpus is handling at its mail centres in Athlone, Dublin and Portlaoise is up 25% on last year. And as you look around the busy Athlone mail centre, most of what you see are cardboard boxes of all shapes and sizes, black and white plastic packages, those colourful bags you've ordered too, Katie, containing thousands of online orders coming towards their many parcels sorting staff on a new electronic automated system. It's a huge conveyor belt leading into large green bins and boxes that has increased sorting capacity in Athlone by 40% on last year. The new technology, I'm told, is expected to sort 4 to 5 million packages by Christmas Eve, according to plant manager Andrew Nocton.
Started at 10 o'clock this morning, and here we are now just after 3 p.m. and we have nearly 25,000 parcels all sorted by automation. Today we have about 50 people here running the machine, plus some staff helping out on the platform and that. So this machine is just over four and a half weeks old and went live in the first week of November, and already we've over 1 million parcels processed here in Athlone. So It's a brilliant achievement here for all the staff and the management here in Athlone.
This massive conveyor belt coming towards me, and there are brown boxes, there are plastic white packages, there's all that online shopping I did as well, and those new shoes you were looking for too, Andrew. I'd say they're all there.
Everything is there today, John. It's sorting about between 4 and 5,000 per hour. So there's over 125 different destinations that machine sorts through every day. The machine starts at 10 o'clock every morning and finishes up around 3 a.m. And by this evening at 3 a.m. we'll have up to 70,000 parcels sorted here in Athlone and dispatched to every home and every address in Ireland, in Europe and across the world.
70,000 parcels a day, 1 million in 4 weeks, you said. Is this just about Christmas, or is the parcel business busy all the time now?
The parcel business is very busy all the time. We notice here in Athlone and across the company, in Christmas 2024, we had a manual line, and we're doing between 35 and 40,000 parcels per day, and we're doing brilliantly well. With the growth of the parcel market, the online shopping, and what consumers want, this is the future. So we're actually nearly doing double what we did last year, and in that is good. We've extra staff taken on. For the month of November, December and into January, you have up to over nearly 100 and 150 people taken on here at Lone to help with all this online shopping and to get everybody's customers promise out. Every day for the next day, we'll have deliveries every Saturday, and the final Sunday before Christmas we'll also have deliveries going to every address in the country.
Yeah, manager Andrew Nocton there at an obviously incredibly busy time with the Christmas post. But is it the most wonderful time of the year for staff there too, John?
Well, it's certainly their busiest, Katie. And I will say those I met were in good spirits too. Aisling O'Brien has been sorting the post and parcels here since 2007 and has seen what was a big letter sorting mail centre in Athlone become a major parcel delivery service in that time, with automated scanning and sorting equipment helping out more recently. Now, Katie, I'm not a great shopper, never mind an online shopper. So when it comes to Christmas, though, I do like to shop local. I kind of despair a bit at some of these parcels coming from all over the world, but maybe that's just me. So it was interesting and pleasing to my eye when Aisling pointed out to me that some of the parcels we were dealing with were coming from local companies, Irish shops and businesses, as well as the huge online retailers abroad.
Absolutely, loads of Irish companies coming through. If you walk down the line now, John, you'll see them. And we have local businesses up the road here, and they actually use our service here as well. But we've loads of Irish companies, okay, which is fantastic to see.
Are you a fan of online shopping yourself, Aisling?
I would be, but my three sons and daughter absolutely love it. And I do a bit, I have to say.
Do you understand why it's taken off so? Because we can see the plastic packages there, the brown boxes as well. I'm sure from shoes to clothes to electronics and what everyone's looking for Christmas.
Absolutely everything, from kids' toys, and cosmetics, beauty companies. A lot of Irish companies use us here as well, which is great to see the products coming through as well. But everything to anything that you can imagine.
What are your kids ordering? So your sons, you said in particular.
Well, one of them is big into golf, so I hope he doesn't look for a golf stick because they're hugely expensive. And my daughter probably maybe jewellery or makeup or, you know, any of that.
What I'm wondering is, do you see all those unusually sized packages? Quite fragile stuff as well, because you want people to know that if you're packing up your presents, you need to be careful about how you pack it.
We sometimes find that customers might just use maybe very flimsy material. Like, it's vitally important to make sure that they're packing their parcels correctly, and, you know, just beware of what you're putting into it. If it's something that you realise is quite fragile, make sure that it is packed right. Also, to remember to put a return address on it, just in the event it didn't reach its destination. At least if there's a return address on it, that's vitally, vitally important.
And you were telling me there's great tracking technology as well. It's amazing how you can keep tabs on where the parcels are. Regarding the fragile stuff, do you hear a bit of a jingle in a package sometimes, and things that are maybe not going to arrive in one piece?
Yeah, and you're kind of, oh my God, please don't say something has broken, you know. And a lot of times we'll see our customers would put fragile on their boxes. So we do our best, obviously, to make sure. I'm a customer myself, so I want to make sure that, you know, the package gets delivered on time. And
how would you describe the run-up to Christmas working here? So a lot of people working extra days, weekends, round the clock to get this done.
Literally, you could say 24-7. I start at 10 a.m. in the morning and I finish at 6 in the evening, but there's different shifts then. The last shift...
And they're going through the night as well.
Going through the night, and the last shift here finishes at 5:30 in the morning. So it's a constant flow.
I'm wondering, when you get to rest, or will you at Christmas at all, do you see packages and parcels in your sleep at this stage,
Ashley?
I'm probably
dreaming about them at night. Definitely would be. But look, it's part and parcel of it. We're used to it every Christmas, but it's just been extremely busier this year.
Postal sorter Aisling O'Brien there, seeing parcels in her dreams, understandably. We're just wondering, though, is Christmas also busier for postal workers this year because of the closure of Fastway couriers, John?
I think that it's playing a role, Katie. And just to mention as well, the collapse of Fastway couriers, of course, very difficult for their many employees and delivery drivers left without work, and the Irish companies who are trying to get their orders delivered in time for Christmas or make alternative arrangements now. I joined on Pulsanna McHugh as she showed me the loading bay of the Athlone Mail Centre, where lorries were being loaded with thousands of those parcels we'd seen sorted. And she was telling me about Christmas deadlines and some great initiatives like their free postage for residents of nursing homes again. So hopefully lots of people will post to people in residential care there this Christmas for free. But I also asked Anna about the impact of the Fastway closure.
Yeah, Fastway closure was dreadful. You know, very conscious of the impact on small Irish businesses who were left without a delivery partner. So we've made our discounted parcel labels available to them. We've allowed any of them who used to have accounts with Unpost to reignite those again. They're able to drop their labelled parcels into our delivery depots. We've taken on a new premises to allow for some of that extra. And, you know, we're really doing all we can to help them in these key weeks for Irish business.
Will it cause disruption of the run-up to Christmas, or are you confident that all of this postage is going where it needs to in time?
We're talking absolutely night and day, trying to squeeze every last minute out of it. Conscious, though, you know, of very, very high volumes. So one very important thing for business and personal customers posting within Ireland parcels to Ireland or to the UK. We've brought forward that latest date to the 16th of December. That's really important, and so that we have enough time to make sure that those very important parcels get where they're going.
We're in the first week of December, but those first deadlines are coming quickly at us this week.
They really are. So if you're posting cards, which are so important to people living abroad, New Zealand, Australia, Asia, Canada, faraway places, they'll get those cards in the post by this Thursday, and parcels as well. And then by the 10th of December, really important date for letters and cards going to America. The following week then around the 16th for Europe. But the faraway places, think about them next this coming week. Get them in the post by Thursday. They mean so much to people abroad this time of year.
And it's interesting to see. Well, I hope people are still sending cards. I like to get them, but certainly they're sending parcels. What about Santa letters?
We are delighted every year to help Santa with the letters to the North Pole and to help him with his replies back to the boys and girls in Ireland, provided they have included their full name and address on their letter. We make sure those letters get all the way safely to the North Pole, and we help him with his replies. And a very, very important part of Christmas, but get those Santa letters in as quickly as possible.
Toy show week this week. Still time to make up your mind and get it in.
Is, but don't leave it too long after the toy show, because, you know, Santa is as busy as the rest of us, I believe.
Anna McHugh of On Post there, ending John Cook's report from the Athlone Mail Centre.